It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi again. Here we go. It is Request Hour on the Voice of America, and no better place to take care of business than Border Crossings. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's the studio phone number. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov or go to twitter.com and send a tweet to BCVOA or facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Now, when I was growing up, my mom and dad always said, be polite and never, ever use the word shut up to anybody. Well, I'll tell you what, times have changed. And Aman Hussein wants me to play this song for everybody in Ethiopia. This is the group Walk the Moon with Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, shut up and dance with me. We were victims of the night. The chemical, the physical,
Crossings and Walk the Moon, a group that started in 2008 in Cincinnati, Ohio, by Nick Patrika and his college classmates. They were all attending Kenyon College at the time, so they put the band together. The new album is called Talking is Hard, and Shut Up and Dance peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and went to number 1 on the Rock Songs chart and the Alternative Songs chart. So the guys made a splash this past year with that one. Spin Magazine describes Walk the Moon as poppy art rock. Interesting. I'm Larry London. Thank you, Aman Hussein, for requesting that song and getting us started on Border Crossings today. We have a lot of things to do and a lot of ground to cover. We're going to play a request now from Segered Yosef. And he is tuned in to Border Crossings along with a friend, Andualem Kassa. And they both want to hear this Dolly Parton classic called Jolene on Border Crossings. Standby Chart Chat is coming up with Ray McDonald. This is Dolly Parton.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Crossings and Dolly Parton and Jolene. My name's Larry London, and Ray McDonald has made it into the studios, and yes. He's got the charts. In fact, the ink is not even dry yet.
He knows
what's going on when it comes to the charts. This is Chart Chat. Ray is the host of our weekly Top 20 Countdown on The Voice of America.
Nice to be back.
And it's great to have you back. How was vacation?
Fantastic.
Where'd you go?
We took a Disney Caribbean cruise.
Wow. Cruises are great when you don't get sick. When you get sick and everyone, 2,000 people are sick, cruises aren't fun. But I like cruises.
It was great. It's something we can tick off our collective bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of like being on dry land, though, I got to say.
Yeah, it's tough. You go on vacation, you know, with a cruise, and I don't want to digress too much, but when you go on vacation, a cruise, you got to follow this schedule. The boat leaves at X time. You may have a great time wherever you are, whatever port you're on, but you got to leave at X time. So
you don't want to be late.
That's right. You don't want to miss your boat. We're not going to let the boat sail on this one, because Ray's got a weekly look at what's hot on the charts this week.
Yes, and it's smooth. Smooth sailing for fans of Omi. I have some good news for Omi's fans. He's at number one for a sixth week with Cheerleader, and he also has an album on the way, and I will tell you all about it in a moment.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her. She walks like a mud
bottle. She grants my wishes like a genie in a bottle. Yeah, yeah, 'cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm pretty? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, 'cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She's always right there when I need her. Oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there when I need her.
It's the trumpet.
It is.
I think that's what does it for this song. Felix Jahn is the young German guy who remixed it, and I think he deserves as much credit as Omi, who does a fine job of singing on Cheerleader, number one for a sixth week on the Hot 100. And Omi turned up Sunday at the MTV VMA Awards, Video Music Awards, and he announced his next album will be called Me For You. That's the number four and the letter U. And that's coming out on October 16th, which is the same day Demi Lovato drops her Confident album.
Ooh.
So we're going to have a battle on our hands.
That's going to be a big day. I'm taking the day off work that day.
They're going to be going head-to-head in a winner-take-all cage match.
You know what? The one thing that disappoints me about that song, there isn't a steel drum to be heard.
Yeah.
What happened to reggae? I mean, you got to have the steel drum.
Yeah, it is classed as a reggae song, though. Mm-hmm. Billboard says it's the longest-running number one reggae song since 1993 when Informer by Snow lasted 7 weeks. Do you remember Informer?
I do. I'm not going to sing it, but I remember it.
Yep. A white rapper named Snow, and that was, that was the last, pretty much the last we heard of Snow. So we'll see if Omi can keep it going. He has a new song out called Hula Hoop. He released the stream of that song on Sunday.
So. Did you check it out? Have you heard it?
It's nice.
Is it a reggae-sounding song, too?
Yeah, a little bit of a difference. Mm-hmm. Omi says that this album is going to showcase his versatility. He doesn't want to be pigeonholed as a reggae artist.
So, okay.
We'll see what happens with Omi. Moving on. We have one newcomer in the top 20 this week. It's Our City featuring Adam Levine, Locked Away. And they're another Caribbean act. And these guys are sort of behind-the-scenes powers in the pop world. And I'll take a closer look after Locked Away.
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same?
Right about now.
If I judge for life, man, would you stay by my side? Or is you gonna say goodbye? Can you tell me right now? If I couldn't buy you the fancy things in life, shawty, would it be alright? Come and show me that you don't.
Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me?
Tell me would you die for me?
Would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me.
Baby, don't lie to
if
me.
I didn't have anything,
what's up?
I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today.
All I want is somebody real who don't need much. A girl I know that I can trust to be here when money low. If I did not have nothing else to give but love, would that even be enough? Girl, me need fi know. Now tell me, would you really ride for me? Baby, tell me, would you die for me? Would you spend your whole life with me?
What's up?
Would you be there to always hold me down? Tell me, would you really cry for me?
Would you really cry for me?
Baby, don't lie to me. If I didn't have anything, I wanna know, would you stick around?
If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong.
Tell me, would you call me? If you knew I wasn't ballin'?
Cause I need a girl who's always by my side.
Tell me, do you need me?
Need me?
Tell me, do you love me? Yeah. Or is you just tryna play me?
Cause I need a girl to hold me down for life. If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I got locked away and we lost it all today, tell me honestly, would you still love me the same? If I showed you my flaws, and if I couldn't be strong, tell me honestly, would you still love me?
I like that one. It's called, yes, Locked Away by R City, featuring Adam Levine from Maroon 5. Adam's all over the place. He's going to be a judge on The Voice again this year. I think it starts up September 21st. R City is short for Rock City. They're two brothers from St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Their names are Theron and Timothy Thomas. And they made their bones as writers and producers for other acts. They've written hits for people like Miley Cyrus and Rihanna. And Locked Away is, their first hit under their own name. It goes from number 25 to number 16 this week. So it's got a little, you know, push behind it, a little good momentum.
Now, Adam Levine has a very distinctive voice. So anytime you have him guest sing on a song, you run the risk of sounding like another Maroon 5 song, because he just has that sound that kind of separates him from the pack.
It's true. Although it's also almost a guaranteed hit. Adam Levine is tremendously popular, and he gives you that spice.
Yes, absolutely. I like the sound of that song. That's a good sounding song.
Me too. Now, the next one, my third and final song, it's a little bit different. It's the Hot Shot debut on the Hot 100 this week. And if you were to think of all the groups in pop history to score a Hot Shot debut on the Hot 100 pop singles chart, NWA probably wouldn't come to mind. I mean, these guys were, you know, famous for their hard-hitting lyrical content. They were a pioneering gangster rap group. But pop hit makers, not so much. This is the first top 40 hit that NWA has ever scored, but it is the Hot Shot debut at number 38. It's called Straight Outta Compton, and we're going to take a closer look after the song.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Yeah.
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of Compton. A brother with his finger on the trigger. But once I take out, my rep gets bigger. I'm the ruthless villain, and you know this. But the suckers in the public won't show this. But I don't really care, I'ma make my snaps. If not from the records, from jacking a craft is like burglary. The definition is jacking. But when illegally armed, it's called packing. Like a fool out in the set. I find somebody talking trash and put them in check. So if you had a show in the front row, I'ma call you a sucker if you don't go with the flow. You probably get mad like a punk is supposed to. But that shows me, yo, you're composed to a crazy low brother from the street. Attitude legit, cause I'm ready to hit. MC Ren controls the automatic. For any fool in my way, it starts static. Not a right hand, cause I'm a hand itself. Every time I pull an AK off the shelf, the security is maximum, and that's the law. R-E-N spells Ren, but I'm raw. See, the people know me as a villain. The definition is clear, you're the witness of a killing. It's taking place without a clue. And once you're on the scope, you know you're through. Look, you might take it as a trip, but a brother like Ren is on a gangster tip straight out of Compton. Compton, Compton, Compton. Easy as his name and the boys coming.
Straight out of Compton. It's a brother that'll smother your mother and make your sister think I love her. Dangerous young brother raising hell. And if I ever get caught, I'll make bail. See, I don't really care. That's the problem. When I see a police, I don't dodge them. But I'm smart, lay low, breathe a while. And when I see the punk pass,
the way it goes in the city of Compton, boy, boy, boy.
Well, it went straight to number 38 this week. That is NWA's first top 40 hit. It's the Hotshot debut this week on the Hot 100, straight out of Compton. And, of course, that's the name of the NWA biopic that's currently number one in the U.S. for a third straight week. And, of course, the single is tied into that movie. That's why it's been released again. It originally came out in July of 1988. That was the group's debut single. The title track from their debut album. VH1 ranks at number 6 on its list of the 100 greatest hip-hop songs. And, you know, NWA was a pioneering gangster rap group. And Straight Outta Compton has turned into the surprise hit movie of this North American summer.
I don't think I'm going to go see that. I just, something tells me that's just not my kind of film.
But, you know, it opened at number 1 in the UK and Germany as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Hip-hop is alive and well.
Yes, it is. Hip-hop is an international force. The filmmakers and the cast have traveled to Europe to participate in some of the local events, and I think that helped the film's performance.
And Dr. Dre's got a new album out, first right. album in a number of years.
Yeah, it's called Compton. Mm-hmm. It's his first album in 16 years. So, I mean, this was the summer of NWA.
All right. Well, thank you for bringing us all this interesting information.
You got it, my man.
And the latest tunes from the chart, and we do this every week, and it's on Tuesday, and we call it Chart Chat. Now, you host the weekly Top 20 Countdown. I get a lot of people who, you know, email and write on Facebook and say, when exactly can I hear Ray's Top 20 Countdown on VOA1, for example? When can I tune in and hear it?
You know, it depends on what part of the world you're in. One of the easiest ways to do it is just to go on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits, where I post the top 20 every Thursday.
All right, great. Well, join him either on his Twitter account.
Twitter.
And yep. Do you have a Facebook account?
Well, all of the VOA Music gang, you know, has its own collective Facebook page, VOA Music. I don't have an individual Facebook page.
All right. Well, Ray McDonald, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Larry.
This is Border Crossings, and we've got a request from Casa Huntariku for James Blunt, You're Beautiful, on Border Crossings. For everybody listening in Ethiopia to Shegar FM 102.1.
life is brilliant. My life is brilliant. My love is pure. I saw an angel, of that I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man. But I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
First I get cold and hot, think I'm on fire, but I'm not. Oh, what a pain I've got. It must be love. There's nothing I can do. All that I want is you. Look what I'm going through. It must be love. It must be love. Thank you.
Border Crossings. Don Williams, It Must Be Love. Tesfaye Ngusi requested that song. And Tesfaye's with us in Ethiopia. Today seems like a show for Ethiopia. All these requests, every one of them, are from Ethiopia. I'd like to hear from other parts of the world, so please, if you're listening in another part of the world, let us know about it so we make sure that we can balance the locations where the requests are from. That'd be great. You know, don't be shy. Don't be hesitant. Feel free to reach out to us. You can send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can always call 202-619-2077. I get a lot of people on Facebook in different places. Joseph is listening in Nigeria, and Grace is in Kenya. So you got a lot of folks all around the world. Ebenezer Getachew is a brand new listener. He wrote me today on Facebook and said, this is my very first time checking in and my very first time hearing your voice on the radio. So, Ebenezer, thank you for finding us and for listening. Tufik Buzawacha is listening as well on the internet. So Tufik found us by stream. Yao Bebli, Kasohun, Harun, Sajad, and Boas are all listening to Border Crossings today. Got a bunch of messages sent our way as well on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Edward David Wilson always checks in with us, says good afternoon. Looking forward to the Fifth Harmony interview that will be airing soon. We heard from Henry, who's tuned in and said, everybody in my house is listening to Border Crossings. Amir Moses, Johanna Mesfin, Yar Alec, Wesley Ballin, Amara Henry, Solomon, Agustrush, Augustino, Fel Bell, Pitti, and Da Ni are all listening to Border Crossings. So thank you, everybody. I want to remind you all that, and since we have so many new listeners coming in for the first time, that it takes about 3 to 5 days to get a request played. Because we only play 10 in a day, and we get so many requests every day that it just doesn't, it isn't mathematically possible to get them all in right away. So take your place in the queue and get ready, because we will be playing it, but it takes about 3 to 5 days to get a song on. Kumneger Alamehu is listening and wanted me to play this song from Aaliyah's collection. And this week, a very, very sad time for Aaliyah's fans around the world, because this marks the 14th anniversary of her death. August 25th, she died, and it was 2001. But here is Aaliyah on Border Crossings, one of her biggest hits. This is Try Again.
It's been a long time, long time. Wishing to left you, without a dope beat. Step two, step two.
To me, what would you say to have your way? Would you give up or try again if I hesitate to let you in? Now, would you be yourself or play a role? Tell all the boys I'll keep it low. If I say no, would you turn away or play me off, or would you stay up? To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be. Could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. What about the next day? I said you don't wanna throw it all away. You're bugging on the first day. What about the next day?
Try.
On VOA 1.
I went out with just a little boy. I started to my daddy. Border Crossing CCR, which stands for Credence Clearwater Revival. That's a request from Adis Legesse. And Adis, originally from Laurel, Maryland, which is right down the block from where I live. I live pretty close to Laurel, Maryland. And Adis has tuned in and wanted Born on the Bayou from CCR. We were talking about distinctive voices with Ray. Adam Levine has one today. John Fogerty has one as well that kind of separate. You could always tell when you listen to CCR that it was John Fogerty singing. You knew right away. He's got that very unique voice. And the band split up. He has written a book. It's his own little memoir. It's called Fortunate Son, John Fogerty, My Life, My Music, which he just put out this year. And he talks about the breakup with the band and why he decided to break up and leave. And he goes on into the story and says, and I was reading some excerpts. You learn a lot about people from reading their autobiographies. People in a rock and roll band very much feel like it's them against the world. That's how he opens this up. And he talks about the other guys in the band. They had agreed when they started, we're in it together. We're going to share equally in all the profits and all the songwriting money we make and everything. And then the other three guys in the band sold out for $30,000 each. They sold all the rights of their music for $30,000 a piece to their producer at the time. And then in 1988, the producer came back and sued John Fogerty for a song he put out as a solo artist in 1984 called The Old Man Down the Road. And he said, you stole the sound of Run Through the Jungle from CCR. So he sued him. So, and that's just, you know, part of the reason that John Fogerty was asked in 1993, will you come and perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony when you get inducted with the other guys? He said, no way. Are you kidding? They sold out. I won't do it. And so up until just the last couple of years, John wouldn't even perform CCR songs on his tour. But now he's doing that these days. And Tom Fogerty passed away in 1990. He was John's brother. They were in the same band. Can you imagine that? You know, the brother dynamic of these groups like Oasis and whatnot. And then, not a good situation. Anyway, this is Border Crossings. Thank you for joining us. Antone in Ethiopia wants me to play this song from Sugar Ray. And I hope you like this. Sugar Ray's on tour right now with Everclear. And this one's called Someday from our friends in Sugar Ray on Border Crossings. We'll be right back.
up, everybody? This is Mark McGrath from the band Sugar Ray, and you've got it tuned, you've got it dialed in to Border Crossing. So you know what to do? Turn it up.
Every day is payday. Swipe my card, then I do the name. You're talking to a late day. I want a Kanye, yeah, not a Ray J. So that's a no-no. I'ma make back and use a Volvo. This combo beat like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say.
Crossings, Fifth Harmony, and Boss, a song inspired by the First Lady Michelle Obama and Fifth Harmony, who are on tour right now for the new album Reflection, will be joining us on Border Crossings. Yes, you will be hearing from Fifth Harmony in the weeks ahead on Border Crossings. We'll give you the exact date as soon as we determine what date you're going to hear Fifth Harmony on our show. But the interview's been taped, and we are ready to rumble. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Greg Burns, thank you very much. Our engineer extraordinaire. We've got Vince and Felicia in studio as producer-director, and I thank them, and I thank you for joining us on Border Crossings. My name's Larry London, and we will return tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. Until then, have a great night, and we'll see you soon on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.